So let's review. The Gemara continues expounding the text of the Megillah. Vayosar HaMelech es Tabatoi. Achashverosh removed his signet ring and gave it to Haman. The Gemara comments, G'doylo HaSoros Tabas Yoyser Me'arboim U'shmoyne Neviim V'sheva Neviyosh Nesnabu Lohen Yisrael. This event achieved more than the rebuke of all 48 prophets and 7 prophetesses in our history, because Shekulon Lehechzirim Lemutuv V'ilu HaSoros Tabas Hechzirosan Lemutuv. Their rebuke did not cause Klal Yisrael to repent, and yet we repented in response to Haman's decree. The Gemara adds, "Arba'im u'shmoyne neviim v'sheva neviyos nesnabu lahem liYisrael v'leipachsev lohesiru al mashakosav b'Torah chutz b'mikru Megillah." All the aforementioned prophets did not add anything to the Torah except for the halacha to read the Megillah on Purim. The Gemara explains that they expounded, "Uma me'avdus l'cheirus amrinon shira mi'misa l'chayim l'kolshkein." If we praised Hashem after being saved from slavery in Mitzrayim, we certainly must praise Hashem after He spared our very lives. Nevertheless, we do not recite Hallel on Purim. And the Gemara offers 3 reasons. 1. Ein oimrim Hallel al nes shebechutz l'aretz. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael, we do not recite Hallel for any subsequent nes that occurs in chutz l'aretz. 2. Kriyasa zu halila. The reading of the Megillah is a form of Hallel. 3. Akati avdi Achashverosh Hanan. Even after the miracle, they were still under Persian rule. The Gemara explains the number 48. Harbei neviim amdu lahem liYisrael keflayim kiyotzei Mitzrayim. There were more than 1,200,000 neviim. However, ela nevua shehutzrucha ledoros nichtava v'shaloi hutzrucha loy nichtava. Only the prophecies relevant for future generations were recorded. The Gemara lists 7 neviyos, the 7 neviyos of Klal Yisrael. 1. Sarah, as the Pasuk says, Avi Milka v'Avi Yiska, referring to Sarah as Yiska because she shiksa b'ruach HaKodesh. She spoke with Ruach HaKodesh, and Avram was told, Kol asha toyma elecha Sarah shema b'koyla. Always heed to her voice. 2. Miriam, as the Pasuk says, V'atikach Miriam hanaviyah achois Aaron, referring to Miriam as Aaron's sister, because Hoysa misnaba'a kishe achois Aaron v'imeres, before Moshe was born, she prophesied that her mother would give birth to a child who will be the future savior. 3. Devaira. As the Pasuk says, Devaira isha neviya eshes lapidois. 4. Chana. As the Pasuk says, Vatespal Chana vatoimar olatz libi b'ashem, roma karni b'ashem. And we expound, Davidu shloima shenimshichu b'keren nimshichu malchuson. She prophesied that only those anointed with oil from a horn, such as David, would establish lasting kingdoms, but not those anointed with oil from a flask, such as Shaul. 5. Avigail. As the Pasuk says, she came to David and argued successfully for her husband's life. Afterwards, she told David, I should not be for you a stumbling block, from which we can infer Zois Mechal Deika Achriti, Umaynihu Maisa de Bathsheva. Another incident involving Bathsheva would cause him to stumble. 6. Chulda. As the Pasuk says, Yeshio consulted with Chulda Anaviyah because Yirmiyah Anavi was not there. 7. Esther. As the Pasuk says, Vayhi Bayom Hashlishi Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Esther donned royalty. Since it does not say royal garments, we expound, Shelov Shusa Ruach HaKodesh. She clothed herself in Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara comments, Lo Ya Yehirusa Lenashi. Prominence is not becoming for women because Trey Nashi Yehiron Havion, Vesanyan Shemayu. We find 2 women who rose to prominence and were given offensive names, indicating that they acted arrogantly in their positions. Chada Shema Ziburta, Vachada Shema Karkushta. The virus sent for Barak instead of going to him, and her name means a bee. Chulda refers to the king as Ha'ish, the man, and her name means a weasel. The Gemara adds, Chulda mebnei baram shel Yeshua ha'isa. Chulda was a descendant of Yeshua. Additionally, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af Chulda ha'neviyah mebnei baneha shel Rachav ha'zoyna ha'isa. She was descended from Rachav. The Gemara resolves this apparent contradiction by saying, The Gairah of Nasva Yeshua, that Rachav converted and married Yeshua.